Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. A few years back, I talked to a fellow advisor who had made a hefty sum on the Tesla auto startup stock. Subsequently, he started buying other auto startup company stocks, such as Fisker, Lordstown Motors, and Rivian. I cautioned him to be very careful on investing in these other auto newbies. More accurately, I actually called him crazy for doing so. Even crazier, in my opinion, were the people who bought these cars for the simple reason that if the car company goes under, so does the availability of any spare parts you might need along with the warranty. You basically may have to throw out your $75,000 car in the trash if it breaks. Ouch. My friend then drew my attention to Tesla and how much that stock had risen over the years. I had been an early investor in Tesla myself. Not that early, mind you, as in my 50 years or so of investing outside of Tesla. I have seen car startups come and go like the seasons. Hence, I waited a long time before gambling on Elon Musk's upstart company. My advisor friend thought of how Tesla went, so would go these other new auto company stocks. That made me think back to the DeLorean fiasco, another auto startup company that ended up imploding in scandal. Today, you won't find a DeLorean, maybe except in the movies. As a young and naive investor, however, I was certain the DeLorean would survive. Yet, like many other auto startups before it, it failed miserably. My investor friend was adamant, however, that Fisker, Rivian, and Lordstown Motors would all go the illustrious wave in Tesla and make early investors rich. What my friend, who is 3 decades younger than I, did not possess was the experience and knowledge I had, watching and reading about car company startups after startup subsequently all spend themselves into the fetal position of final bankruptcy. Put simply, in economic terms, the cost of starting a business, selling into a market where there already exists other suppliers, is called in economics barriers of entry. Barriers of entry can include high startup costs, regulatory hurdles, or other obstacles that prevent new competitors from easily entering a business sector. And in the auto industry, those barriers to entry are beyond massive in cost. It literally takes millions, if not billions, to bring a new car company from conception to actually selling and making automobiles. It is the reason there have been, up until Tesla, only, for the most part, the big three automakers in America, and a few familiar names like Volkswagen, Mercedes, Toyota, and a handful of other foreign manufacturers. Truth be told, it's one of the 8 wonders of the world, in my opinion, that Tesla actually survived. When its founder Elon Musk broke onto the scene with Tesla, I was certain it would fail, like so many car companies before it. In fact, Elon himself said one Christmas Eve in 2008, he was within hours of folding up both Tesla and SpaceX, his other startup at the time. Although at this time it appears Tesla is here to stay, bucking the trend of many auto bankruptcies before it, the company has only survived less than 2 decades. It's a blip in iconic company survival periods. That said, Tesla's remarkable survival and meteoric rise in its stock price literally gave rise to others thinking they could do the same thing, mainly start an auto company from scratch. They failed to notice, as did my advisor friend, that although Tesla did survive, they are literally the only one that did. Whether it was from sheer luck or timing, or the brilliance of its founder Elon Musk, it's damn almost impossible to start a car company from scratch. Case in point, Fisker is now filing for bankruptcy. Lordstown Motors and Rivian may not be far behind, in my opinion. Rivian stock is down by almost 90% to about $11, and Lordstown Motors stock is a $2 chuck. In conclusion, I don't cry for investors in these companies. They took the bait, forgot history and common sense, and may lose all or part of their investment. I do, however, feel bad for the suckers who bought cars from these startups. Their groovy new car could end up as one very, very expensive and large paperweight. That's it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cunaberti.